There's a pasuk in Malachi that talks about Pinchas. It's in the after of Toldos. So the pasuk says like this. It's talking about the Kohanim. The Kohanim, the Avodah, and the Beis Hamikdash, and the Kovod that they have to do. Brisi oiso ito yachayim v'asholem. V'etneim lo imoiro v'ayiro eni. U'mipnei shmi nichasu. Toiras emes oiso befiu v'avlo lo inimco bisfoso. V'sholem u'bemisho holach iti v'rabi meishiv meyovrim. Ki sifsei Kohen yishmeru das v'toiro yivakshu mipiu. Ki malach Hashem tzvo kisu. So it goes on Pinchas, it goes like this. The Gemara says, Daf Pei Beis, the Gemara says, what was the Maaser with Pinchas? He wanted to kill Zimri, but he couldn't get in because there was the Shevet Shimon there, and they would finish him off right away. So the Gemara says, Vayar Pinchas ben Elozo, Maro, Ro Maaser v'nizkar alocha. So he came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, Achi Avi Abba, my great uncle, לא יקח לי מהדתני ברידי תחום מהסיני הבוי לסקוסיס קנוין פויגים בוי. You told us קנוין פויגים בוי. So he told him, the one who reads the letter, he should fulfill what it says. That means, it's הלוכה ואין מוירים כן, so Moshe Rabbeinu can't tell him, go kill him. It's something that Bezdin can't pass, and they can't tell him, do it. It has to be the קנוי from himself, his מאורר, his קינה, and he goes and does it. So that's what he said. By Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, "Ein chilul Hashem, ein cholting kovod." So he said, Moshe Rabbeinu told him, "Halacha vein moirin kein." If you think so, kinda digarta you levi parvante. So then it says, "Vayoka mitecha edo." The Gemara says that he took the metal, the end of the spear, he put into his pocket, and nobody saw it. Voylech al makloi, and he came to shifto shel Levi. And the Shifter Shalevi, he said to them, he wanted to go in. So they said, oh, Pinchas is coming in. So he said, who said that Shevet Levi is better than Shevet Shimon? So they understood that he also is coming to do Aveira. He's one of their party. And that's when he went inside, he first took out the metal of the spear, and he put it on the piece of wood, on the makloi, and then he killed them with Zachrusa Shal Zimri and Zachrusa Shal Kozbi. So the pasuk goes like this: Toiras emes oiso befiu ve'avlo loinimtzo bisvosov. The Gros says in a few places that when we're talking about peh, it means when somebody's talking straight out what he means, because peh is one. Svosov is something that divides into two parts, like this chosayim. It says netzol l'shoyni meira, that's ra. Svosayim medaber mirmo. Mirmo is echad bepeh ve'echad b'leiv. That's connected to this chosayim. So he says, Toiras emes oiso befiu, was when he was by Moshe Rabbeinu. He said, what do we do? Ve'emo boichim pesach ve'emoid nis'almo alocha of kanoim poikim boi. So they told him, kreine digal te yu levi parvanke. He says, limadetonu beridet chome asinai. This was the alocha. That's Toiras emes oiso befiu. He said the Toiras emes. When he came to Shevet Shimon, he said, echot bepeh ve'echot belev. He made them think that he's one of them. But really, he was going to kill him. That was Sfosov, that he said, he didn't say what he meant, he didn't mean what he said. That's the Avlo. When he said the Avlo, Ki'ilu, that he's part of them, really it wasn't the Avlo in his Sfosayim. He was allowed to do it. He didn't really say it open. He said it, Beloshen HaMishtamea B'Shnei Ponim. Then it says, B'Sholoim U'B'Mishor Holachiti. It's two Malachim, two ways. There's Sholom and there's Mishor. It says, Mipnei, Mipnei Shalom, you could be Mishane. To do Shalom, Ben Yisrael, Aviyem Shabashimayim, he was Mishane. And he didn't say Mamish the Emes by Shimon. And Mishor was when he was by Moshe Rabbeinu, he said the straight out Halacha. B'Sholom or B'Mishor Holachiti. And then it was, V'Rabbi Meshiv Me'ovah. So then it says, what was his Zoyche? Kisiv Seikoyen Yishmeru Das, V'Toyro Yivakshu Me'piu. Like we said before, Toiras Emes Oiso Be'fiu. That when you're talking Piu, the Gros says is always, the chibur between Aloch Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh, because Piu is 101. That's the chibur between the Gematria is 101. The chibur between Torah Shebiksav and Bal Peh says Pi and Hey Vov. Pi who? Hey is Chamisha Chumshe Torah Biksav and Vov is Shisha Sidre Mishnah. That's what Pinchas did. He said over Aloch Elam Moshe Mi Sinai. So he was Zoyche that he's the Torah Yavakshu Mipiu, that he's going to be the Messiah, and he's Eliyahu Novi, and he brings back all the Messiahs. And one more Nekuda is it says that Pinchas ben Elozor ben Aaron HaKohen, so it says Elozor ben Aaron lokach loy mibnois putiel loy leisho, vateled loy es Pinchas. What was putiel? So the Gemara says here, in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says that putiel was that pitem avim oya golim lavuy dezore, for agnosi shevet misroi. There's two pshotim. One is that Avi Imoy was from Yisroi, that was Mefatim Agolim Lavi Dezor, and then he did Tshuva. Or it was from Yosef, Rashi brings down Yosef, Shepit Beit Beitzroi, and he was Misgabra on his Yitzhar of Arayis. So he came from two Kivunim. He came from Yosef, and he came from Yisroi. Yisroi was Keneged Avi Dezor, and Yosef was Keneged Arayis. And what did Pinchas do? He killed Zimri and Cosby, which was about Peor, and Arias together. With one shot, he was misgabar on both Yitzorim of that came the Koiches from Yosef and from Elozor. So what was he Zoiche? He was Zoiche that Chaim, Bris Yosef, Chaim Basholem, he had Chaim Loilom, Bris Kunas Oilom, and he lives forever, because Bekane is Kinosi. He came from Benois Putiel. Putiel is both Koches Yosef, Pitpet Beitzroi, and Yisroel Shepitei Magolim Lavidezor. Putiel is Begematria twice Chaim, because he was Zeicher because of two things. Chaim is 68. Two times 68 is 136. Begematria Putiel.